build a budget that allows you, that is based on saving an amount that you can afford to save every month, no matter what, right? So invest it in things at least 3.1% rate of return. Plan to have all your money, all that money for the investment, invested for 10 plus years, and build your budget in order to make sure every month you can consistently invest the amount you need. Welcome to Service and Wealth, the podcast dedicated to helping military personnel master their finances and achieve financial freedom. Our mission is to guide you through the ins and outs of planning, saving, and investing, and most importantly, how to balance savings so you can enjoy life now and retire with confidence. Back. This is the sixth episode of our Service and Wealth podcast. We just kind of started out with this, like, let's do some brilliance in the basics episodes. But we're gonna switch it up today. Reflecting back, there's of the hundreds of service members who I've talked to over the past, decade plus of talking about personal finance, talking about budgeting, helping, first it was helping, just to be honest, like the younger enlisted, dealing with some issues with debt and balancing checkbooks. We started simple. Probably the first one I ever remember, was the classic story, the post-deployment story. Everybody had some money, came back, and, we were at the office, the company office, and we were just going through rosters and inventories and going through the process of, like, I think we call them like battalion special orders, right? Where you're moving a Marine from your company to a different company, which it's right next door, and you'd think like, I'll just go over there, but no, you got to write some paperwork. And you were just reshuffling and resetting post-deployment, and because we know we've got a few months until the next one, and just we got Marines who are going back to the civilian world. We got new ones checking in, right? So lots of churn, lots of turnover, and behind the company office, there's the parking lot, and suddenly we hear like this loud grumble out back, and from a car, and in walks one of our Alliance corporals, an E3, he just came back from picking up during his lunch break or chow time, picking up his like brand new Challenger that he bought on finance and had like a 19% loan on, right? Like insane. And so, that's the first sort of like, oh my gosh, we have to do something about this memory I have of, crazy, underinformed or uninformed, financial decisions that can make or break your whole life, right? And, the opposite of doing something like that, and I think we've done a good job of covering this in the first few weeks talking about budgeting, like the first step of your budgeting is to budget how much you're going to save and invest, right? Like you start with that and then you move into figuring out like, how much does other stuff cost? Where can I save the most money? Which is, knock, knock, it's or foot stomp, whatever. It's in housing and transportation. It's not cutting back on Netflix. That'll save you $13 a month. But if you don't have a car payment, that could save you like $700 a month. Right. So going after the big things and really, but again, you're kind of like basing your whole financial plan and your whole budget is starting out with setting an aggressive percent to save. And why are you doing it? Right. You're doing it so that you have the money needed to invest. And so today, what we're going to do is we're going to kick off a 4-episode series, kind of a mini series that's on investing. And, just again, just thinking back over the years and the hundreds of young people in uniform who I've known and talked to and offered, you know, strategies and tips and counsel to on money things, investing is like far and away the top of the list, right? Like everybody's like, hey, how do I invest? What's investing? What should I invest in? How, you know, what kind of strategies should I buy? Options? Should I, you know, buy a life cycle fund and then my TSP, like, excuse me, like just had a gag reflex thinking about that. But yeah, so this four part series, right, we're going to kind of number it like, you know, I guess like college courses. And so today's investing 101, understanding the advantages of investing, right? And why did I choose that? Why not just jump into being like, this is how you pick a mutual fund or this is how you buy stock? Well, if you don't really have the foundation or the fundamentals down, like it's not going to work, you know? And if we think about it like marksmanship, long before you go to the range, you go to the armory and you go to the classroom and the instructors come out and they teach you about every part of the weapon. They teach you how to take it apart, how to put it together, how to clean it. They teach you how to fix it quickly or maybe fix it with a little bit more time and a couple tools. You know, and that's kind of where we need to start, because you have to understand how the weapon works. You have to understand why the whole system works. Like if I just tell you, you know, and this is something that you'll get, you know, on the socials all the time, is like, if you save $100 a month at a 10% rate of return, by the time you're 65, you'll have, you know, $500 billion. Well, 10%, where did they come up with that? Is that real? Is it nominal? Do you know what that means? Does it matter? Is it possible? How do you get it? Right. Well, before we talk about how to get it, we got to understand like what it means and if it's realistic, right? And so we're kind of go into the classroom where we're going to learn about how the weapon works. You know, we might even do some like, you know, some basic drills, just like learning how to squeeze the trigger instead of snap the trigger. All right. And we'll build up to the point where by the end of this four-part series on investing, we're going to be talking about actual things that you can just, like by that time, you're going to have a brokerage account set up. You're going to have maybe a high yield savings account set up, maybe a crypto brokerage. And you'll have, by the end of the four parts, you'll have developed an understanding of investing. You'll have built a strategy, or what we're going to refer to as a buy box. We're going to kind of borrow from real estate investing. And then you're going to be able to start, you know, pulling the trigger, right? And so that's the goal. It's to give you the foundations today and then start to understand strategies, build your own strategy, then familiarize yourself with the different kinds of things that you can buy within your investment accounts. And then by the end of it, you'll be able to, for yourself, instead of just doing, you know, what everybody else does, for yourself, you'll be able to buy and make investments, right? And so, you know, we could start looking at stocks and bonds and mutual funds, exchange traded funds, derivatives, alternatives, options, whatever. But that's not helpful at this point. Okay. Instead we're just going to, like I said, we're going to do what we're going to call as a buy box. Okay. And so I want you to get this picture before we really get into it. Visualize like a moving box, right? It's kind of flattened out right now. And you've got to assemble it. So you've got to kind of fold it and bring it up, and you got to tape some seams and before you can put anything in it so that it can carry anything for you. And so today we're going to kind of like unfold it, put the bottom flaps together, tape that up. And now what we're looking at is we're going to have a bottom side and we're going to have four walls of this box. The top's still open, but today we're going to build the bottom and we're going to build two of those four sides, right? And so then next week on our second episode, Investing 201, which is where we don't need to worry about the definitions, right? But it's all about modern portfolio theory. Trust me, it's not going to be as academic or chewy as it sounds. We're going to build the other two sides of that box, right? And so then when we go into the third and the fourth episode, we have this assembled box and it's our strategy. It's a foundation of our strategy. And we can learn about different things that we want to put in the box. and then we can pick and choose stuff and we start putting them in the box. Okay. So that's the visual. That's where we're going. Now, before I start and before I forget, just remember, this is all about tips and strategies for building wealth and not to be construed as investment advice. The whole thing, like, past performance is not indicative of future results, right? All strategies, all investments have risk. So do your own research, make your own decisions. And if in doubt, seek professional counsel. Now, before we get started, I also just want to announce that we've just opened the MWC store on Etsy. So we, you know, on Amazon, you can get our first book, Service and Wealth. We're going to publish more books there. And then right now on Etsy, we're going to publish some digital products. And so in this case, we launched our first product, which is the Ultimate Budget Planner and Tracker. So it's got like 20 tabs, monthly budget, annual budget, you know, net worth tracker, savings goals tracker, a monthly calendar with all of your like financial deadlines that automatically populate. So you'll never miss any sort of payment dates or deposit dates. And it's also got this feature that I'm really excited about because I haven't seen it on any other budgets out there. You know, I haven't bought all of the budgets you can buy, budget planners or tools, but this is a debt payoff comparison tool. And so what we built into this is you put in all of your debts, like credit card one, credit card two, auto loan, student loan, career starter loan, you know, if you're an academy or whatever, grad, and then the amount owed, and then you go over to this debt dashboard, and there's a drop down menu, and you can pick debt snowball, debt avalanche, or debt flood, and it will change how you should most efficiently pay off all your debts under those different strategies. And so you can see like which one is fastest, which one will save you the most on interest, and then you get to pick the one that's best for you. Like, maybe you can't do the fastest one because you don't have the budget, you know, and you pick that one. And then down below, for every single debt, it gives you a month by month, basically like a payment calendar, right? So you know, like, okay, because with your credit cards and auto loans, they just want like a minimum payment, right? Like, just give us a minimum. That way you can keep this debt for as long as possible and give us the most interest. It's good for them, bad for you. But this will show you exactly how much to pay each debt to each, you know, each account each month until they're all paid off, right? And so I think that's really cool because as soon as you get out of debt, you know, if you're paying $600, $1,200, $1,500 a month right now on debts, the sooner that you crush those debts, the sooner you can take that money and redirect it into your investment strategy, right? And that now you're not just fighting to keep your head above water. You're actually rocketing forward towards your goals and you're investing in your future and you're building wealth to achieve financial freedom. So anyway, right now we're running a sale, 60% off. So you can get it for like $5. It's an instant download. As soon as you check out, you'll get the link, and you'll also get a link to a video that I made that shows you how to use it. It's like a 7-minute video. It just walks through all the tabs and features. And you can find it by going to Etsy and search for the MWC store, or you can go to our website, which is www.militarywealthcoach.com, and just scroll down and you'll see like pick the product that's best for you. And number two is digital downloads, and you tap that button or click that button. It'll take you straight to the Etsy store where you can, you know, it's the only product we got, right? But anyway, yeah, this episode is packed with info. So I encourage you to, if you're just sitting around, grab your green notebook and a pen and get ready to write down. You come away with like 3 or 4 pages worth of notes, I think. And if you're listening in the car, just listen intently, but then come back and do it again. Or, you know, you can just buy our book, Service and Wealth, and then come over to our website, again, militarywealthcoach.com. Opt into our newsletter and, you know, pre-order our upcoming mini course. And those will be other ways to get the same, you know, info in just different formats. So anyway, let's get into it. All right. So again, we're talking about like understanding investing in terms of why it matters and why you should do it. Okay. And so we're like, we're going to just start out by saying, why do you need to invest? Like, why is everybody talking about it? Why does everybody get all excited? Like, hey, what is your, are you, you got investments? Hey, who do your brokerage? Like, why should I even care? All right. Well, there's three levels, and every single person listening is going to be caught by the first level, right? So there's not a single person in the world, in America, in the military, in your unit, on your installation, in your family, not a single person who has any argument against number one, and that's inflation, all right? Inflation, you hear it on the news, you hear Jay Powell talk about it, he's like, oh, we're going to get inflation down to 2%, that's our target. Stop listening to that, okay? For the past 110 years, since 1914, in the U.S. economy, inflation has averaged 3.1% per year, all right? Not 2%, 3.1% per year, okay? And what is inflation? Well, we think of it as prices going up. Oh, things are, you know, things that cost $10 last year cost $11 this year because of inflation. That's not really true. Inflation is really what happens when more and more dollars get printed and each individual dollar in your, you know, money clip or your account becomes worth less than it was before because there's more, right? If there's 10 of us in a room and we each had $1 and then all of a sudden another dollar comes into play, well, now you don't maybe necessarily want $1 as much. You want more than $1, right? So you can still have an equal share. And so the dollar becomes less valuable over time. And at 3.1%, that means every 23 years, it loses half its value. Or in other words, the cost of everything, the price of everything, every 23 years will double. A $10,000 car today is going to cost, you know, $20,000 in the year 2047, right? When you're at that point, you've probably got kids in high school and you're going to need to buy a car. You know, or somewhere around about there. So it's real, right? It's real. And the problem is that wages don't grow that fast, right? Wages are not growing that fast. So wages are only growing like 2.6% per year, which means if you just work your whole life, your money is not going to keep up. Right. And if you just save your money into a checking account, if it's just sitting there with 0.01%, which go over to USAA or like Navy Fed right now and look at their rates, that's what you're going to earn on it, which is basically zero. That means every single dollar you save, if it's not invested, in 23 years from now, is going to be worth half as much. In 46 years, it'll be worth a quarter. Right. So you have to invest just to beat inflation. Now, the second level should still apply to all of you, right? Maybe there's like 1% of the listeners, you know, out there who are, they know that there's like, you know, a $10 million trust fund that is just sitting being managed for them and is waiting to be released. And so their financial future is totally covered, all right? At any level. We're not talking about like you're going to get $25,000 from your uncle. You're totally covered. But for the 99% of us, the second level is future income and lifestyle security, right? So an average American in their lifetime only earns $1.7 million. So if you're, you know, if you have a partner or you're married, right? Like that's $3.4 million if you're both working full-time and you're both average. And if you look at that over, you know, working 40 plus years, that's about $75,000 per year, which just, you know, you can't make this stuff up, but like they just published the median household income in the United States for 2023 after they have all the data and they're like, hey guys, it was like $75,400. Okay. So that's just the average life. And in most places, if you have $75,000 a year, you can squeak out a middle-class lifestyle. Most places, you know, but then what, right? In 2023, the average Social Security benefit, so what a married couple or a partner, you know, partners get in retirement was just over $35,000, okay? So If you don't have any savings and any investments and you just work, 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 you spend all your paycheck, you go through life for the next 40 plus years, you're living on an, you know, $75,000 a year budget and lifestyle. You finally, you're done working. You're like, I'm out of here. I'm going to go. I'm going to start getting my Social Security. I am ready to retire. And you go from $75,000 down to $35,000, right? You're having to scale back your lifestyle by over 50%. Not only that, but you're not going to have extra to cover emergencies, unplanned expenses, travel, follow any of your sort of like dream life goals, right? So at the very minimum, you need to save enough that you can maintain that $75,000, which means you're going to have to find a way to have investment income of at least $40,000. You know, we're always talking about like today's dollars. And we can do that because everything inflates or changes equally over time. So like, you know, just as much as $75,000 lifestyle today in 23 years will cost $150,000. All things being equal, you know, like a retirement benefit should go from 35 to 70, right? So like you can always like kind of manage the delta on that or the difference. And we build it into all our calculations and modeling anyway. But the point is if you just want to keep your current lifestyle once you retire, you're going to need at least basically, you know, $1 million that you've saved and invested. Now, you can save that in cash in your checking your savings account, and you can do it by saving $2,500 a month for 400 months, right? Like almost 34 years, 33 years and 4 months or whatever it is. And you'll end up with $1 million way off in the future. So good on you. It costs you $2,500 a month. And, you know, that's basically what base pay is for an E3. So you could only afford it if you didn't pay taxes. An officer from any rank from O1 up can technically afford it, but it's not very efficient, right? If you invest it instead and get an 8% return in the stock market, you'd have $1 million after just about 16 years, right? Or you could, you know, still wait for 33, 34 years, but instead of $2,500 a month, you'd only need like $1,000 a month, right? So investing helps you either get to your goal faster or at a cheaper rate than just cash savings. And so that way you're going to have that security when you're older. And then the third level is just ambition, right? And that's really why, you know, what I'm pushing for, and that's why I'm here, which is to talk about creating wealth and achieving financial freedom in the military, right? And you know, it's just a simple question of math, right? And what we'll talk about a little bit more here later is there are different rules that have stood up over the centuries of investing. And, you know, if you're able to get 8, 9, 10% returns on your investments, well, you're just going to massively accelerate your wealth building, and you're going to be able to achieve goals faster than you ever thought. And you're going to end up with more money than you ever, you know, imagined. Instead of just being able to spend your whole lifetime living on that $1.7 million you earn from your paycheck, you'll be able to create $2, $3, $5, $10, $20 million in additional wealth through investments over your lifetime, which means you're going to be able to live, you know, a 10x better life, right? So when it comes to the why you should invest, there's three different levels. One, beat inflation. Number two is future income and lifestyle security. And number three is a chance to build a better life. And, I can understand, you know, if you don't want to build a better life, you're not interested in that. You're just happy, you know, maybe you're an ascetic and you just, you know, just don't want to like have stuff. You just need enough for food and a roof over your head. And you don't care about your future family, right? You don't care if your kids are like also living in a one bedroom apartment with you. Then you can dismiss that third one. You don't need to build a better life and level up. But you still need, at the very minimum, to beat inflation and have future income security, right? So I think it kind of knocks down any doubts or any resistance to, I'm not sure investing is for me. Maybe I'll just play it safe, right? You just can't afford it, okay? And we'll get into a little bit more of that, all right? And it works. Okay, so that's the next topic, which is why does this work and why should you do it? Because investing sounds risky, right? When you look at the headlines, you hear people talking about it. They're like, oh, look at, you know, Tesla's down 30% on the year. Twitter's down 80%. You know, like you see these things that sound really bad where people are losing money. The market goes down. You'll see the headline, NASDAQ drops 4%. Okay, you don't want to lose 4% in one day, granted. But it's not about the daily, okay? And that's sort of the, especially on socials and influencers who are trying to sell you, they're like pre-programmed bots on like trading bots. Like, I'll help you trade just $25 a day and you'll make $400 a day. Like, those are all gimmicks, and the daily doesn't really matter. Because on the daily, a given stock has a 53% chance to go up and a 47% chance to go down. It's basically a coin flip, right? You're basically on the daily basis, it's a coin flip, and that's why you see, you know, scary headlines with big losses. But, you know, once we move out, sorry, surprise myself sometimes. You know, once we move out onto the yearly, right, it starts to look better. And so the S&P 500 was born in 1926. We've got 97 years worth of data. And out of those 97 years, 65 were good. They were up years. And only 30 were down. So as long as we're not worrying about the daily coin flip and we can hang in for a year, now we've got a 1 in 3 chance of losing. But we've got a 2 in 3 chance of coming out ahead, right? And so now we're like, okay, well, I'm feeling a little bit better. Maybe I'll put down Twitter and stop worrying about the daily headlines that I see. You know, and then as we continue to move out, it gets better and better and better. Now let's jump way out and we'll look at like a, you know, I usually start far. So I kind of like trip myself up by starting on the daily. But if we start all the way out at 30 years, right? Over 30 years, over the past century, so 30-year period. So we're talking like Monday, July 22nd, 1944, through July 22nd, 1974. Or Monday, July 22nd, 2024, through July 22nd, 2074, right? So 30-year periods from a day on the calendar to that same day 30 years later. Over the past century, those 30-year running periods for every single day on the calendar, every single day on the calendar over a century, it's averaged 10.8% per year over 30 years, right? Because, okay, so you've got a down year. You've got a 10% down year, 13% down year. Then you go through 4 years of like 10, 15, 20, 25% up, and then you have another down year, right? Like that's the cycle. So when you build it out over 30 years, you end up, all of those big positive years end up winning out. You know, and so that 10.8% is, even after inflation adjustment, is still 9.2% per year, right? And that's sort of like the big, you know, dashboard headline number. An inflation adjusted 9.2% is what you can plan on earning if you're investing over 30 years, right? And if it goes down a little bit, it goes down to around 10% per year if once we come back from 30-year period to a 10-year period. And like I said, over 30 years, like nobody's ever lost. Maybe I should say it. There's been no losing 30-year period, not even, you know, for people who were like alive during the Great Depression or you know, like for someone like myself who, you know, at this point I've lived through the dot-com bubble, the Great Recession, and then like the COVID recession, right? But we've also seen in between those big scary events, these boom years or even boom decades. And so the longer you're in the game, the more that these start to apply. Now, even with 10-year periods, right? So now let's drop it down to a 10-year period, okay? In a 10-year period, you're still averaging 10% per year for 10 years. And over the past century, there were literally only 6 times out of 100 in which you would have lost money. And 4 of those were if you were alive during the Great Depression, right? And the first like 4 years of your investment life was 1929 through 1933, when 89% of stock market value was erased, right? So you spent 4 years taking a 90% loss. And then over the next 6 years, you just didn't make it up. And the other 2 years that were really bad were if you sold all your investments in 2008 and 2009 during the Great Recession, because if that was the case, you started your investing with the dot-com bubble, right? So that's only 6 out of 10. That's a 6% chance that your 10-year performance is going to be losing instead of winning. But we also can look at it and you can just like kind of put it to 0% by saying, okay, if we have a major recession this year, don't sell all your investments at a loss, right? Like that would be the easiest way to avoid, you know, at least two of those bad outcomes. Is if you're down 20%, like just wait, it'll come back. Okay. So, this is why it works. Okay. Why it works is you look out over longer time periods. And so where we are right now is, you know, we've basically, like I said, we're building a box. And so I want to take a quick break and say, you know, not like turn it off, but we've got two sides of our box built. Okay. And that first side of the box is from our discussion about inflation, right? Where we start off, we're like, this is the number one reason why you've got to invest is to, so your money does better than inflation, or it grows faster than inflation shrinks it, right? So that means the very bottom of our box, the thing that we're taping up and it's going to make sure everything stays in there and doesn't break through, is you must invest in things that earn at least 3.1% per year. So maybe you're really worried about investing and you open a brokerage because your roommate or your battle buddy or your chief or, you know, the command financial specialist, or maybe one of your parents, you know, helped you open a brokerage and you put some money in there and it's sitting in a money market account, right? You're like, oh, that's safe. Money market fund, safe. Well, it's only giving you 1.2 or 2%. Okay. So it's already not in our box. Okay. So that's as we build this strategy, you got to do better than 3.1%. If you're not, don't invest in it. Okay. And now we have our second side of the box from this, you know, brief discussion on timelines. The second side is that as you build your strategy, it should be like about a 10-year or longer strategy. You shouldn't be getting into stock investing to be buying and selling and trading every day, week, month of the year. There's a handful of people who can do it. And if you can, that's good on you. But for the average person, that doesn't work. So save your money, put it into a brokerage, invest in stocks, mutual funds, bonds, whatever you decide later on, with the idea that you're gonna keep that money invested for at least 10 years. Because at that point, you basically take the risk of loss out of it just through time and numbers, right? Now, what I do want to know is that our, you know, military wealth coach, you know, at the MWC, we kind of set a cutoff of 5 years. And if you have any financial goals within the next 5 years, like a new car, a house, transition out of the military, you shouldn't be investing at all, right? Because within 5 years, you're talking about a 16.35% or 1 in 6 chance that you could end up with less money after 5 years. Because you could take one of those hits, that next dot-com bubble could happen, you know, tomorrow. And if you're going to get out in the next 5 years, the money that you need to make that transition or the money you need to buy a house in 5 years should go in a high yield savings account. It's protected from market risk. It's not going to go down. You're going to get a steady 4 or 5% rate of return. So you're going to beat the 3.1% inflation. You're checking that box. But because, so you're above the 3.1% floor, but because you're not investing for like at least 10 years, you're not going to put it in this like investment portfolio. You're just going to put it in a high yield savings account because it's within 5 years. And let it grow conservatively but safely, right? Okay, so we've got these two sides of the box, all right? And now we've got to add a third side. And the third side are the rules that have, you know, it's not just 100 years of S&P. It's like 1,500, 1,600 years, right? Because the American stock market, while it's huge and it's brilliant, it's relatively new. Stock markets have been around for 1,500 plus years. Longer, I'm sure. I don't research the history of stock markets, but I read about those in Europe and Asia and Africa that, you know, in the Middle East that existed at least 1500 years ago. And people kept records, right? And other people read those records. And so we know that when you invest, these things, they withstand the test of time, centuries, millennia. And so the first rule that tells us that investing is going to continue working for us is the power of compounding. And the power of compounding, or compounding, I don't know why I just said it differently, right? The wrong emphasis on the wrong syllable, is that you put in $10 in the market, you earn 10% your first year, and instead of taking that $1 out, you leave it in there. And now you have $11 starting your second year, you're still earning 10%. So you're going to earn $1.10. And then you're going to leave that $1.10 in there. Now you have $12.10. So the third year, you're going to earn $1.21. Each year, your returns get higher and higher because you leave them in there and then they start returning. And with this 10% example, it's going to take you just 7 years to double your money. Go from $10 to $20. Now, in 7 years, I'm pretty confident saying you're not going to double your base pay in the military. You might. I've known some pretty hotshot, you know, NCOs who have gone from like E1 pay to like E6 pay in like 5 years, right? Like they absolutely crushed it and had to have exceptions made for them to promote them that quickly, and they deserved it, right? But it's not realistic. But anybody at any rank, if they invest and they leave the profits invested to reinvest and they get this power of compounding, every 7 years, you know, you can potentially be doubling and doubling and doubling. And that turns into big money, right? And there's another thing called the rule of 72. The rule of 72 says you can figure out how long that doubling takes just by dividing 72 by your rate of return, right? And it works good and bad. So inflation, we use the rule of 70. That's why I said the price of everything doubles into every 23 years is because we take the rule of 72, we divide 72 by 3.1%, we get like 23 and a half years, right? But so that's bad, but that helps us plan because we know like what our investments have to beat in order to stay ahead of that you know, tide of inflation. And then we can also say, okay, if I'm investing in the stock market and I'm getting a real rate of return of 8%, 72 divided by 8 is 9. So every 9 years, I'm going to be able to double my investments. And let's just look at a practical example. Like this is super practical because this is based on the thrift savings plan retirement savings strategy that we teach and that we write about. In our upcoming book, we're going to publish The Ultimate Military Retirement Plan here in the next few weeks, in which we show like you can afford at any rank in the military, you know, if you're able to commit about $6,000 to $7,000 a year into your TSP under the blended retirement system, the BRS, with the matching, in the long run, it's going to work out to about $10,000 a year in total retirement savings, you know, over like a 20-year career. If you leave the military, just try to match that $10,000 a year for retirement savings. And if you do it, we'll just say you do it for 35 years, from age 25 to age 60, and then you retire, and in your 36th year, you're ready to start living off of that money. Well, the very first year that you started, you put $10,000 in. It's earning 8% return. It doubles every 9 years. Over 36 years, by the time you need it, 36 divided by 9 is 4. That means you get 4 doublings on that $10,000. How much does that make your investment worth? And this is real. These are real math, right? Like this math is real. It's what everybody uses. We watch it happen day after day after day, year after year in investing in the U.S. stock market. 4 doublings of 10 takes you all the way up to $160,000. That means right now in your 20s, you set aside $10,000. It's like, oh man, I really want to buy this car. I could have put my $10,000 there, but instead this guy on the, you know, in my phone on this podcast was like, just save it, invest it. You'll thank me. Well, 36 years later, you know, the car price will triple in 36 years. So that $10,000 car is now $30,000. And you're like, oh, if only I bought it 36 years ago, I would have saved some money. But because you invested that $10,000 and it doubled 4 times, you've got $160,000 to buy something that costs only 30. Now you can buy five cars, right? You're five times as better off just because you invested. All right. And that's thanks to the power of compounding and the rule of 72. But this whole system breaks down if you skip a year. You know, if you like, I'm just going to wait. I could do it this year, but instead I'm going to put new rims, new tint, new paint. I'm going to do a Rhino liner. I'm just going to pimp out this, this pickup that I bought, and it's all $10,000 that you could have saved and you just throw it into this truck, right? I never did that much in 1 year, but I did spend that much on a truck, right? So I've done it. I'm wishing I hadn't. But if you skip this year when you're 25, you're still going to want to have that $160,000 worth of income when you retire. You know, when you on your 60th birthday, you're legally retired, you're financially retired, you're going to want that money. And you're going to have needed it to double four times to get there, which means next year, just from skipping this year for $10,000, next year you still have to save the $10,000. So that in your 61st birthday, you have 160K to pull out. But now you got to catch up, right? You got to catch up and you owe yourself what you didn't save this year, what you didn't invest this year. And it's not 10,000, right? Because it earned interest. It earned returns over that year and you lost those too. So now just waiting 1 year instead of having to save and invest 10,000 next year, you've got to do that plus the catch up. And you're looking at about $21,000 next year. That's a lot. That might not be affordable. And if you wait 2 years, because you're just messing about and you're like, it doesn't matter. All of those missed investments just get paid forward. And now you're like, okay, now I'm 27. I got to save 10,000 for this year, 11,000 for the year I skipped when I was 26, and $12,000 for the year I skipped when I was 25. Like, do I have $33,000 to save? I don't know. But eventually it gets to be too much and waiting gets to be too expensive and you just give up and you have to say goodbye to retirement, financial freedom, your dream life, all right? And just the rate at which, I don't need to get too much into the weeds on it, but let's just look at a 20-year career. And this is kind of a reflection on my own in that I didn't start saving until and investing until I was in my 30s because I didn't really understand why I should do it. I didn't really want to do it because I didn't understand why. And I also had a lot of debt. You know, I had over $150,000 in debt that I was trying to get through. And so, that's one of the reasons why I ask all of you to be careful and not get auto loans and all these other kinds of expensive debt that'll just make things really hard, really painful. So if you start at the beginning of a 20-year career and you want to retire with $1 million in your brokerage account, you can do it for $1,700 a month. And over the course of 20 years, you're going to have to set aside $400,000, but you're going to have $600,000 in investment returns, and you're going to leave the military after 20 years with $1 million in the bank. That's not bad. That's pretty good, right? Let's say you just wait until you're like, I'm not even going to worry about this till I'm 30. I'm just going to live my life. I'm going to spend my money and not care. And then on your 30th birthday, just magically life changes and you're like, you get married, you're in a committed relationship. Maybe you have a kid, right? And all of a sudden you're like, oh, things are serious. And you start at 30, right? And now you're 8 years into your military career. I know that's maybe not exactly right, but just stick with me on the example. And you've only got 12 to go. You still want to be a millionaire. You still want to have $1 million in your Vanguard brokerage when you leave after 20. Well, just to get there, it's not $1,700 a month. It's going to be $4,200 a month. 2.5 times as expensive on your budget. And instead of setting aside $400,000 and getting $600,000 in profit from your investment, you're going to have to set aside $600,000. You're only going to get $400,000 in profit. So waiting 8 years actually costs you $200,000, right? Not the $10,000 a year you skip for 8 years, not the $80,000. It costs you $200,000 to wait 8 years. Like, that's your dream house right there. Maybe even cash, right? 8 years waiting is expensive. Right. So at this point, like, I want to accomplish two things in talking about why investing matters and why you need to care about it, why you need to do it. Okay. First, we explain why you need to, which is no matter how anxious or risky you think it is or you feel, you really have no choice because of inflation. It affects every single one of us, and you've got to invest. You've got to beat that 3.1%, you know, and you've also got to provide future income and lifestyle security for yourself, right? You can't live it up on $75,000, $100,000, $150,000 a year, and then it, all of a sudden when you retire, drop down to that $35,000 Social Security payment, right? You have to have other investments so you have security on your lifestyle. You know, and then the second thing that we've accomplished is we explain that it works, right? We've got 100 years of U.S. investment return data that show you're not going to lose so long as you're in the market for at least 10 years. We've got 1,500 plus years showing the same thing across all sorts of capital markets, stock markets, right? And those, all that data shows us you're going to be able to count on like 8 to 10%. And you're going to get the advantages of the power of compounding and the rule of 72 to double your wealth every 8 to 9 years, right? So the investing is, it just fast forwards you. And the sooner you start, the sooner you get on that fast track. And so, you know, we also, from these two things, we built our first two sides of the box, right? One, only invest if you can average better than 3.1% per year rate of return. And two, go into investing with the goal to keep that money invested for 10 years so you can get that compounding going, right? I don't know why that word's tricky, right? I don't know. And so then, you know, we have a third side, right? A third side to our buy box, our investment buy box. Like, what are we doing? Why are we investing and how are we doing it? And that comes from what we just talked about, which is it's so, so expensive to wait and skip any years or months. It just, the power of compounding means that it's not, what you're going to owe yourself to catch up in the future is not the amount you skip now. It's the amount you skip plus all of the interest. And in just 8 years, just skipping 8 years worth of saving $10,000 a year it's not $80,000 that you've got to make up. It's $200,000 that you're missing out on, right? So our third side of the box is to build a budget that allows you, that is based on saving, an amount that you can afford to save every month, no matter what, right? So invest it in things at least 3.1% rate of return. Plan to have all your money, all that money for the investment, invested for 10 plus years, and build your budget in order to make sure every month you can consistently invest the amount you need. Okay. All right. That three sides of a box is pretty good because a box is a cube. It's got six sides. You know, so to get three done here in the first one, I think that's pretty good. You know, I want to just kind of like end up by just saying like, what's in it for me? Like, you see the power of it, right? You kind of understand the cost of not doing it, but what's really in it for you? And that's like always the question. And that's the wealth that you can create, you know, which is kind of crazy. I got to decide if I want to feel like this is going on. I probably talked for like 45 minutes, so I probably shouldn't get distracted with another sidebar, right? that's like, you know, at the end when I was teaching, that's what my students always said. They're like, sometimes you get distracted and get off course. So, you know, I think the best thing to do right now is to save. I'm going to save that, my thought, for the next time. And just say like, we've built these three sides to our box and let's focus on it. Okay. So make sure that we've got it fully, you know, kind of like beaten into our brains. So this is investing 101. And what we wanted to do is we wanted to start building this box so that we understand why we should invest, why we need to invest, and why we can trust investing, right? That's probably the best way to put it, why we can trust investing. And we're building this box because ultimately what we're going to talk about over the next two episodes especially is the importance of concentration, okay? There are millions and millions of different things you can buy: stocks, bonds, derivatives, options contracts, futures contracts. I mean, there's tens of millions of properties you can buy if you're just talking about real estate, right? So there's millions of different things you can buy. And one of the best things that I ever heard Warren Buffett say was, he's like, I'm not a risky investor. I don't invest in things I can't understand or I don't understand. And that's really important to recognize, is that if, as long as you understand what you're doing, you're going to take a lot of risk out of it. And so the reason why we're building this box, the ultimate purpose, to stick with the, you know, the analogy, is to be able to concentrate our strategy, put it in the box. We create this box, and if it's not in the box, we don't chase after it. Because if we concentrate our money, we're concentrating where it's most effective, right? So we're gonna make sure that we're getting the rates of return we need to build wealth, to achieve our future goals, that we're going to do it in a way that's least risky, right? We're not going to chase shiny objects. And then also we're able to concentrate our time and energy, so we deeply understand what we're doing. And when you're chasing, you know, 10 or 20 different things, like, that's when you just don't make commitments. You don't make decisions. You make bad investments because you don't really understand what you're doing. And so we're going to really try to give you this box that at the end of the, you know, third, fourth episode, you've fully concentrated where you want to go with your investment strategy, and you can actually make the confident decisions and purchases, right? So we're going to be back again. As always, we're going to release these Sunday evening. So this one's coming out Sunday, what, the 21st of July. And then we'll be back next Sunday on the 28th with Investing 201, which is our introduction to modern portfolio theory. It's basically like, we're going to build two more sides of the box. And what portfolio theory does for us is it helps us understand risk and diversification, right? And those are words that you hear all the time. So next week, what we're going to do is we're going to understand how to put two more sides of it on our box. And if you're counting, that's going to bring us to five, which means our box is going to have the bottom and four walls, which means it's going to be ready to start packing stuff in there. And so that way we can come back in the, you know, the third and fourth episodes of this series, and we can talk about what we want to put in the box, and you can start putting things in the box, and you can become an investor. All right. I got to wrap it up. Definitely got to wrap it up. So one final plug, you know, for our brand and our products, is to please, if you haven't, you know, please subscribe to our podcast on Spotify or Apple. If you like the content, please give us a 5-star review, right? If you don't like it, you know, it's weird, right? Because, like, well, you're just being honest. But, you know, if it's not a 5-star review, that means that you have something you could say, you want to say, that is, like, helpful and can make it better and can turn it into a 5-star podcast or episode. And so you should message me, right? Either DM me on socials, or just the website contact link is on our website, right? And you can send me an email or message. And you can say, I think you should do more of this. And then we can improve it. But the 5-star, you know, the 5-star review, what that does is that really helps us with the algorithm. It shows that it's good content, that people like the content, and it helps us start to pop up in search results. And that's useful because that means we can reach more people. And ultimately, like, the goal is to help everyone in uniform master their finances and be able to achieve financial freedom. You know, I hope you'll want it. If you don't, that's fine. But if you do, like, the whole mission here is to give you the tools and the knowledge to get there. So, you know, please subscribe. 5-star reviews are awesome. Same over on Amazon. You know, if you took advantage of our free Kindle of our first book, you know, come back. Once you finish it, come back, give us a 5-star review to help us boost in the rankings there. And then also, I would love it if everyone listening, you know, is opted in to our weekly newsletter. And you can just go to militarywealthcoach.com. At the very top, there's an opt-in button. Put your email in there, name and email. You know, we don't sell your info to anybody. We don't have any sponsors or partners. It's just a community that we're building. But you'll get our weekly newsletter with links to all the new content and products as they come out. You know, and also, while you're there on the website, just pre-order that first mini course that we've got coming out in the next couple weeks. For a limited time, it'll be free. Eventually, it'll go up as a paywall, but it's a self-guided course, you know, video course that'll just, you can complete on your own. And if you sign up now, it'll come with a free copy of the Ultimate Budget Planner, and some other neat stuff too. if you wait, you know, it's not the free stuff will go away. Cause eventually we're hoping to make a little bit of money out of this, cause it does cost money to actually create the content. So if we don't make money, we can't create content, and that, then it goes away. But, if you can't wait for the course to get a free copy of the budget planner, you can also just head over to Etsy, search for the MWC store, and for about $5, go get your copy right now. So yeah. So finally, hey, please, as always, follow us on your favorite socials, Insta, Facebook, YouTube, TikTok, Twitter. I know we've been quiet on those channels for a few days, but that's because we've been focused on building this course, recording podcasts, and writing a book. So if anybody wants to volunteer as a social media manager, eventually I might even be able to pay you. but yeah, so anyway, I appreciate it. Thanks for listening. Like and share the content here. Help us grow the community. And help everyone in uniform, not just military, first responders, everybody who serves, and our veterans out there to be financially fit and mission ready. All right, thank you. See you next week.